Fred or Freddie Hobday, yes. He was a tremendous character, and he was one of these big, cuddly men, and half the time, at least, he seemed to have a happy smile on his face. He was an extremely skilled surgeon. He really was brilliant. It was lovely to watch him.
What did it look like watching him?
Well, the way he handled things, the surety with which, and the gentleness with which he did it. I only actually remember seeing him operate once. I think he was removing an ovary from a horse, and he presumably did it under local anaesthetic. And the whole thing impressed me because it was done with such finesse. And as he was doing it, he was not doing it to the gallery, he was doing it as he would if there'd been no one there, you know, just as a surgeon, so to speak. But I think there were about half a dozen of us around him, and he was telling us exactly what he was doing as he did it. So, I mean, there wasn't any case of you can watch, but I'm not talking, or I've got to concentrate, or anything like that. He was telling us in detail what he was doing, why he was doing it. He was working from the back end because he had to remove the ovaries. And I can't quite honestly remember his technique, but I can visualise him now standing with the mayor in front of him, and I was standing there.
What kind of hands did he have?
That I can't remember, funnily enough, but I should think probably a bit like mine. Useful hands. You can have hands like this that are very, very gentle. If they're sort of stubby like this, I don't know why, but they're very strong. They are good working hands. Hobdays were like that, yes. But by nature he was, I suppose, really you would almost say he was highly intelligent. A lot of common sense. He was very, very conscious of the proper way to do things. I mean, he was so sensible to my mind in this way. When there would be a whole group with any luck qualifying, the, what you might describe as senior five of that year, he would take them to a men's club. He belonged to one of these places where men went and enjoyed themselves and had drink. And he would take them during the summer term on one occasion so that they sort of knew how to behave when qualified. You know, he, in that sort of way, he looked after the students.